Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. On this podcast, our goal is just to simply show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. And we just hope that you're helped by this current series from the book of Joshua. What we've called it is Don't Be Afraid to Follow God. So let's just take a second, sit back, and hear what Kurt has to say.
Hello there, my friends, and welcome back to the podcast. I am particularly excited today because we're bringing some real quality to the podcast today. Most of you know by now, if you've been listening, that I've included my adult children as part of the conversation. And most recently, we've been talking to Hannah and Caleb, and I've enjoyed our time. It's easier to do the podcast with them because both of them live here in Virginia, so they're more readily accessible to do the recordings. But my son Nathaniel is with me today, and Nathaniel is my oldest son. He lives in Pensacola, Florida, and with his wife Charity and their three children. Judah is the middle one, and Juliet, they're both in Florida right now with mom. But Jaden is our oldest grandson, and Nathaniel came here to our church to do a financial seminar, teach biblical principles to our church about, that's what he does for a living. And so he came up to do that. And the real reason that we had him come up was not because he knows things about finances, but because he brought our grandson. So anyway, Nathaniel and Charity have lived in Florida now for the last couple of years, and God's blessing. God's doing a work in their lives. And the thing that I'm most grateful for, and I'll just say this right in front of Nathaniel, for being a dad, I know I speak for Wanda when I say this, is I love the fact that my kids, now grown, all have their own relationship with the Lord. They love God. They love the things of God. They have a heart for God. And you see that generationally. So now I see Nathaniel raising his kids, and it's just, it's a joy. So I knew I'd do that. We start talking about grandkids, and we're not going to get into this podcast today. So Nathaniel, welcome. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks, Dad. It's good to be a part of the podcast. Thank you for clarifying the real reason that you wanted me here, but I kind of
already knew that.
I knew that already. and I'm glad you're doing this podcast. I know I was one of the people that talked to you, and we had several conversations about it over these last couple of years. And I'm somebody that enjoys podcasts. I listen to them in the car regularly. And I told you, I said, you need to start a podcast. I didn't realize that you were going to enlist me to be part of the podcast, but
be careful what you wish for.
But I'm glad to be here and looking forward to recording some of these with you.
No, I appreciate it. Now, I'm embarrassed to say that when Nathaniel talked to me about a podcast a couple of years ago, like I didn't even know what a podcast was. I thought it was like a way of agricultural, you just cast pods. But I know now. And so thanks for joining us. Yesterday, we talked about the people of Gibeon and how they had, remember, they had actually tricked Joshua into a covenant with them. But I appreciate Joshua. He made an unwise choice by not seeking God about the relationship with the Gibeonites. And I really even have compassion on the Gibeonites too, because I think right. They really saw that God was blessing the people and that they couldn't stand against God. So I kind of see both sides, but be that as it may, whatever brought them in relationship, they now have a relationship. And now that they have a relationship, it's important to honor that relationship. Sometimes marriages are messy. Or sometimes you'll have a situation where this person was divorced or this person was, had issues and now they're married and they feel guilty because they did. Here's the point. The point is, if you're now in a relationship, regardless of your past, make it the best relationship you can make it. It's the will of God for it to be all that it can be. And I love what happens in Joshua chapter 10, because Joshua now honors his word. The Gibeonites basically say, help, we've got five kings coming against us. They're not brave enough to attack Joshua, so they're going to attack the Gibeonites. And Joshua gets the message, and true to his word, he decides that he's going to get the troops going. He leaves in the middle of the night. He surprises the kings at Gibeon, and now he's chasing them. So that brings us right up to where we are in Joshua chapter 10. So let's see. Nathaniel, why don't you read for us read verse 11, because if you missed the podcast yesterday, God has some really innovative ways of blessing and helping. And then go right into verse 12 and 13.
Sure. And it came to pass as they fled from before Israel, and they were in going down to Beth Horon, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them to Azekah, and they died. There were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel, and he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about a whole day.
So this is one of those passages in the Bible that's just like, wow. You think about miraculous things that have taken place, and this is one of those wow factor things.
Right.
Looking at the sun and saying, hey, stop.
Right. I feel like this is one of the more underrated miracles in the Bible. We're all familiar with the story of Jericho and the walls falling down, but when you compare it to the sun standing still for a whole day, that seems to be the greater miracle. But right. It's interesting how we sometimes we latch onto certain things as the miracles that we all know about, and other ones sort of go under the radar.
Yeah, you almost picture like one of the disciples and Joshua in heaven. You know, and the disciples saying, yeah, well, Jesus told me if I had faith, I could move a mountain. Move a mountain? You know, I made the entire sun stand still. Right. You know, I mean, it's it is one of those miracles that you just, wow. And it's a miracle that's been, the critics have sought to discredit the Bible by citing this miracle. Because, I mean, after all, in science class, we learned that the setting of the sun and the rising of the sun, really, that's not what's happening. It's the rotation of the earth. So we know that now. So here's a clear case in the Bible where the Bible obviously can't be true because the sun doesn't stop. This would have to be the rotation of the earth stopping. So what would you say to somebody?
Right. It's similar to us saying, I watched the sun rise this morning. We're saying what we're seeing. It's a descriptive term. The sun isn't rising. We understand the earth is rotating, but it's the way we describe it. Joshua didn't understand earth rotation and all of the modern scientific principles that we understand today. He said what he would have seen, and that is the sun moves through the sky. The moon moves through the sky. I don't want it to move through the sky anymore. Stand still. And I think it's as simple as that.
Right. And God didn't say, nah, Joshua, let me educate you about. No, he just answered. He knew what Joshua wanted. And Joshua didn't even really want the sun to stand still per se. What he wanted was more daylight. He wanted more time. He was asking God for more time, and God miraculously gave him more time in order for him to complete what God had told him to do. Now that makes it very applicable, because how many of us have been in that exact same situation where we're saying, well, I just want more time. I want my time to count, to do the things that God has told me to do. Now there are some principles we can wrap our mind around to think, you know, God has given each one of us responsibilities, and each one of us has a job to do in life. And to say to God, and I'm not saying that you can, you're late on your term paper and you're asking for God to make the sun stand still so you can make up for your lack of, for your procrastination. But what I am saying is this, God delights in helping us to maximize our time. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think God saw Joshua's heart in this matter. In fact, verse 14 says that the Lord had not hearkened to a man's word like that before or since. So there's certainly something unique about Joshua's fervor and his desire to want to do what God had told him to do, and just asking God to give him the time to be able to accomplish his will.
Yeah, and that's good. Yeah, so God was saying, now listen, don't expect for this to happen again.
Right.
All of you that are reading this and saying, wow, you know, God's into making time stand still, I'm going to pray that prayer.
Right.
Yeah, I think exactly to your point. I think verse 14 says, hey, you know, God did this one time, and it's a great indicator of the, obviously, the power of our God, of the purposes of our God. But I think the takeaway for us is, here's Joshua seeking to obey what God had told him to do, honoring his word, and wanting to make the most of the time that God had given him. And I guess my question to our listeners today would be, is that you? You know, why do you want more time? Sometimes we pray and say, well, I want to live a long life. Lord, give me more time. I think about the famous story in the Bible of Hezekiah, who was going to die. And remember, Isaiah, I think, that came to him, and he turned his face to the wall and said, I don't want to die. You know, and he asked God to give him 15 more years of life. But the sad thing about that whole episode with Hezekiah was that he really didn't serve God, at least from the clues that I see, with those 15 years. So my big question to you listeners, and I'm going to ask it of myself, is why do I want more time? Why? If it's not to do the things that God has called me to do, if it's not to fulfill the purposes of God on planet Earth, then really it's kind of a self-serving request, isn't it? So what I find with Joshua is that his request wasn't self-serving. He was in the middle of doing something that God had told him to do. He was in the middle of honoring his word, and he was using that time to accomplish that. And so when I think in the Bible about time and life, all right, I'll just throw this at you, Nathaniel. So you think in the Bible about time and life, what comes to mind?
Well, actually, initially, maybe this is just because I'm a numbers person. I think about how people like Adam and Methuselah and all these people, you know, we read about how they lived 900 plus years, and we think, oh, wow, what an incredible lifespan. Think of all the things that I could do during that
right.
time. And it's almost like it's an out for us. Life is short, but it's amazing when we actually commit ourselves and prioritize our time, how much we can do. And I look at people in my life that I look up to, and I say, wow, look at what they've accomplished in ministry or in business or with their family. These people have the same amount of time that I'm given. What's my excuse? It's not like, oh, somebody else has more time than me, then that just means that I'm at a disadvantage and I can't do as much. No, God's given us all the same amount of time. He hasn't given us all the same amount of resources and opportunities, maybe in other areas, but we all have the same amount of time. And so we ought to use that wisely.
No, and that's good. Yeah, it's not so much about having the time as it is using the time. And remember, friends, that the Bible says that the only time we really have guaranteed is today. Boast not thyself of tomorrow. Thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And so I guess my encouragement with our last few seconds of the podcast today is to say, God has given you a purpose to honor and glorify Christ with your life, to be a reflector of God's glory to your circle of influence. You've got today. You've got today. That's all you have guaranteed. Let's just commit together that we're going to use the time of today to honor God in every good and godly way. Well, Nathaniel, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
For the very first shared podcast together. You'll be back tomorrow.
Look forward to doing more of these.
And listeners, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, God bless you. Have a great day.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If Everyday Truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.